said there is no story to tell. You see, people want to read the biography of a man to find out what helped him, you see, to be enlightened. I am saying that whatever has happened to me has happened despite everything I did. You know? So I say it is a causal. What is the point in writing a biography? There is no story to tell. But people are interested in finding out the cause, you see, how it happened to me, so that they can make it happen to them. So I say there is no point writing the story. You see, everything I did, everything that happened, every event in my life to this point is irrelevant to whatever has happened to me. But still people want to find what happened to this man and why it happened, you know. Has anything happened? I really don't know. But I found myself in a situation where the very demand to be free from anything is up.
But you had this experience, and I take it you had been doing a lot of meditating and for years before this, right?
Yes, all that time.
And you never had that experience.
No, whatever I
what you're describing is a fairly classic Satori kind of.
I don't know, I would call it, you see, but what triggered this, you see, I would never know. So there is no question of.
But you were open to, you weren't, you didn't have that goal in mind. You were just watching the show, right?
Yes, no.
So you were open to, you were interested, you were open to it happening, perhaps. You weren't trying to attain something.
I don't know.
So what did you, so that was in 67.
67.
And then what, just briefly, what happened? You for the next.
Nothing happened. You see, I talked about this, you see, and I, as a, naturally, see, I was made to believe that it would be in an area where some extraordinary things will happen, a revolution will take place, mutation of mind will take place. And then in that enthusiasm or euphoria, if I may put it that way, I talked about the changes that happened in the body, see, to find a new sort of an equilibrium, the activity of the ductless glands and all that, which naturally they interpreted these in spiritual terms. And then I realized that somewhere that, you see, people who listened to this started simulating these things and experiencing the things that I talked about. So it is neither the physiological change nor a psychological change. There is actually no change there at all, except that the body after this earthquake or whatever you want to call it, you see, hit this body. It found a new sort of an equilibrium, and which is the natural way of functioning of this body. But whoever, I never put myself on a platform and talked to anybody. Yes. But it's very strange, since then, these 21 years, you have no idea at all how many thousands and thousands of people have passed through the portals of my residences in India, in Switzerland, here, in America, everywhere. But nobody is sitting around me because they don't get anything.
So they
come here. A few friends like that, my hostess in New York, or somebody else, you know, I have only a few friends there. So if anybody comes to talk to me, I talk to him, and this is what I have formed, take it up.
So you never speak? You never give like talks?
No,
to
never,
groups.
never.
There's no organization?
Lately, no, nothing. And people ask me, why do you travel? And you see, why do I travel? I have. Ever since I was 14, I have never lived in one place for 6 months at this place, you see. I have a little money, so to avoid the harsh winters here, I go to India. To avoid summers there, I go somewhere else. If I don't have the means, I don't know what I would do, you see. So I never take anything from anybody. I have no organization, no ashram.
How do you live?
I have little enough money, you see. That's all to take care of my needs. I don't take anything from anyone.
Well, who gets the money from the books?
Nobody.
You don't get royalties from
nobody,
books?
Nobody. I release the royalties for the video interviews, television interviews also to the PBS or whatever organization.
But I mean, somebody, this book is self-sold for something, right?
The publisher spent the money and he made the money. I don't get anything at all.
So how long have you been in the Bay Area this time?
Every year I come for 3 months, you see. I was there in New York for 6 weeks, and I'll be here for 2 weeks. And next spring I will come. So 3 months.
And you just come and you sit in here.
Here, you see, I stay
here. Sit here. And
I'm sorry if somebody comes.
Well, what else do you do? I mean,
what else?
What do you enjoy doing?
whatever I am doing is all that is there for me. That particular moment, whatever it is, there is nothing there for
me. What do you have to do to have a good time?
Huh?
What do you do to have fun?
I have no idea of what a good time is. Talking to you at this moment is all that is there for me.
Well, you go hiking in the...
Never.
I'm an old man.
TV sometimes.
Yeah, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. For 72 years, I'm all right. And I watch only commercials more than they're more interesting to me.
Commercials?
A lot of commercials. Yeah, because you see, the way they are trying to sell these things to the people, that's very interesting to me, you see. You know, they cannot make me buy anything that they are selling, but the way they are selling, you see, it's very interesting to me. So, the sales speech and how people can fall for that kind of a thing is amazing.
You just sitting here the whole time?
No.
Watch TV and talk to people?
Huh?
You don't go outside?
Very rarely. I go for a ride. That's the only exercise I have for me. People ask why. How can you say that the ride in a car is enough exercise for my body? Yeah, that's all. Every part of your body is involved in riding the car. Then I'm not interested in walking or.
So how much longer are you going to be?
I'm leaving on Sunday. Go to Hong Kong and then go to India. And I might come to the United States next spring.
Well, do you mind if I give my friend Paul, who read your book, your phone number, if he wants to talk to you?
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to...
But he wanted to actually come with me, but he couldn't because he was...
He's outside the paper or is it?
No. He's just a guy.
Where does he live?
He lives in San Anselmo.
I see.
I called him to see if he wanted to come with me because he's the one who showed me your book.
Oh, I see.
He's a very nice guy. If you want
Sunday, maybe I'll be back on Sunday. Sunday night, I leave.
Sunday?
Yes.
Well, can I give him the number to call you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. I never say no to anybody.
What's night? You'll be here tonight.
Huh?
You'll be here tonight.
Yeah, I'm here tonight, but I don't know.
I don't know, you know, what he wants to talk about. But if he would want to by himself, but he was interested in coming with me. Just to sort of hear what you had to say. Let's see.
They always call me a guru or a god man in India. I don't know why. I blame it on them. You see, not you. Why you can't put me across to your readers? What I'm trying to say, see, I'm trying so hard to express myself in such a way that there is no religious content in what I'm saying. So I don't care what you
want. Well, that's why you would say anti-guru in the sense
I'm not trying to free anybody.
No, that doesn't mean against gurus. It means more like just that it's, I don't know exactly what anti-guru does mean.
I really don't know, but... I think it's not fair to call me an anti-guru because the reference point is the guru, and I'm not for a moment trying to free them from their gurus.
Well, but you are saying there's nothing spiritual about this experience, so in that sense it's an anti... It's
nihilism, it is what is... whatever label you put on that, it's all right with me. You know, I just don't care. Even if some factual errors are there in reporting,
you don't care if you're misquoted.
Not at all.
What happens with
not
your
at
book?
Not at all.
When was this picture taken?
15 years ago.
Is there anything else I wanted to ask you?
You do the reporting in the religious section, or what?
Well, I read a lot about religion, the psychology, human behavior. That whole very broad range of stories. Everything from...
But you write to the...
Everything from the Chronicle, the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm going to give you my card just so you know who...
Curious, you see.
Just so you know. And I write about, religion, psychology, and... Well, I think most of the questions I had, it's interesting talking to you.
Thank you. Does it make any sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
say there's...
Oh, sure. There's one here in Daily News.
The New York Daily News?
Yes.
Bill Bell?
Somebody who is a...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Is it Bill Bell? Yeah, I know Bill. I just saw him at the Catholic Bishops meeting last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's funny. Did you like Bill?
I don't read newspapers.
Oh, he didn't interview you?
No.
Oh.
He reviewed that book, the first book. And some rabbi, you see, published the book in America.
Bill's very funny. He's a
Charles
Bellows,
his bylines.
Yes,
is that the name?
Yeah. And he didn't see him, though. I mean, he talked to Rabbi about that.
That's
an interesting story.
There must be some somewhere. There was a terrible reaction against my interview in India, television interview. They don't like me in India.
Well, they have a thing about it. They don't like Rajneesh either. They don't like a lot of people, I guess. So these are mostly Indian papers?
Yes, mostly. Also, you see, there's Dutch papers there, Holland and French, Italian.
Why do you think you're so controversial, or they think you're so controversial? Controversy. What's
something they have to. The journalists have to use some phrases, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is not controversial. What I'm saying, take it or leave it. Basis.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it?
I think this is the one. Daily News. No.
This looks like a daily news.
No, that's there all the.
That's a tabloid. Yeah, I should see what he wrote there.
He was tying it into the rabbi's theories, basically.
Well, how did you first hear about UG?
I read his book, The Mystic Enlightenment, last year in Cambridge. And came out here, actually, last spring to be with a teacher. And then
which teacher?
Andrew Cohen. Heard of him yet? The Vedanta teacher. Advaita Vedanta teacher. Guru.
Uh-huh.
And then I read Yuji's other book, The Myth Mind is a Myth, down in Carmel, and found out that he was going to be here. So I came and visited him several times with some other people who had come out here. And it just ended that desire to be with the teacher. Great. Freeing. We all left. Mm. Went back to New York and went back to our lives.
Huh.
So
now he stays with your place when he comes to
the just did this last time. I invited him to stay. And
what was it that was... Tell me a little bit what it was that he said that made you sort of throw away...
Well, I asked him about surrendering. How he felt about surrendering, which was the path with his teacher, the guru. And he said, what are you surrendering? You're surrendering your self-reliance. Who are you surrendering to? And I don't know, it just clicked that he was on the wrong track. And then I asked him, how should you live while you're waiting to find out if you're going to be the one in a billion to be struck by lightning? And he said that the body has its own intelligence. You're already living. The body knows how to live. I don't know, it just seemed so obvious that five of us walked out of here and looked at each other after we left and said, that's the end.
Had you had other teachers before?
I've had a couple of Zen teachers and Buddhist masters. So, no more seeking.
And now here we have this is not your question, but your picture on the wall, like someone who has a guru's picture on the wall.
No, that's a strange picture because the fellow who lives here, the one who has edited that book, he tried, you see, the strange way of putting those faces together. I don't know, he explained, what is it?
He reversed the inner negative, and he reversed the left face, the left side of the face and the right, because they're very different.
That's the same name?
Yeah, this is Bill Bells. I know him very well.
Anyway, he didn't say anything. He's the one who has published that book in America, his first book.
You say you're 72?
Yes.
You say your age wrong here? Because he has you 66.
That was a long time ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know how many books.
No, it says 80. So it says 88.
He had gone to 66, he was born 1918, 71 and all that.
Yeah. So how many people have you, would you say you've seen since you've
been here? In my life, 21 years.
I meant since you've been here, just this whole recent trip here in the Bay of Northern California.
I don't know, I don't count this, as many people as this room can accommodate.
But would it be like dozens or hundreds?
Dozens,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not a long line coming in.
No. Ram Dass I met and we had a long discussion. You have heard of that Albert.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to him.
Yes, yeah. We had a long...
He doesn't call himself Ram Dass anymore.
No.
He wants to be Richard Alpert.
Richard Alpert. And we talked for 1.5 hours, you see.